James Arthur, how are you doing?
Hey, mate, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So what's for lunch today? I noticed on your Twitter account, was that tuna and brown rice?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Trying to shed a few pounds. I've been doing a bit of celebrating over the last couple of weeks. So.
Reason to celebrate. So have you been quite overwhelmed by the reaction from the new single we've had so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't expect any of it. I've just got to thank the people, the fans, for supporting me, and you know, anyone that's supported me. It's really overwhelming, and I'm so grateful.
The album is out today, Back from the Edge. I think the title of that album will explain what we can expect from it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been on a little bit of a journey, and there's been some dark times, and then there's been some overcoming of adversity, and you know, the album's really honest and open, and I talk about my struggles with mental illness, and you know, going to the depths, but then, you know, learning to believe in myself again, and I really want to inspire people with this, and it's got a bit of a redemption feel to it, so I hope people get it.
I love how honest you are in your music. Is that really important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really. It comes quite naturally to me. I think something maybe I get from my mum, like where it's kind of a blessing and a curse for us. We're very open and vulnerable and honest, and it's the only way I know how to be. And I think especially with music, you've got to let people in, because you know ultimately we want to inspire people and relate to people and help people overcome whatever they're going through in their lives.
Are there any ever points where you think, hang on, I'm going a little bit too deep here?
Yeah, there was a few songs. I mean, I had a really tough time cutting songs for this, because my life like ran parallel to making this album, and anything that I felt during the last 2-3 years I've put down on paper and kind of poured it into a song or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I think we struck a decent balance. You know, I didn't get too self-indulgent throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few songs that touch on my personal experiences, but I made a conscious effort to make it relatable to people as well.
Was that quite therapeutic, though? Is that quite a good way of getting in the studio and writing, going, do you know, I can deal with whatever's gone on in my life by getting it out this way?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's really important to be creative or to try and set yourself goals and things like that if you're struggling with life and stuff, or the pressure of work or whatever, or, you know, any kind of mental illness. Like, it's good to channel that nervous energy into song. That's certainly what I do, and you can hear that on the album. I'm, like you said, I'm very honest, and yeah, it's quite raw. It's quite raw, the whole thing. So
when you were writing for the album, did you know that you got a deal at that point?
I did a bit of writing for a year, and then Sony Germany came in, wanted to sign me. They were amazing. You know, they were just like really interested in getting my character across in this album, which was something that I didn't necessarily get across fully on the first album, because there were so many different producers involved, and I was trying to strike the balance between being an X Factor winner and an authentic artist who wrote honest music and stuff. So it was quite a different process to this one.
Yeah.
And that was thanks to, and I was able to be myself and put all of my character into it because of that label. And then we released and did what it did, and then Psycho came on board, and it's great to be back working with them again as well.
So how did that come back? How did you end up back with Simon Cowell's record label? Does he phone you? Does he send Sunita around with a big box of fruit with leaves up? How does it work?
Can you imagine?
Knock at the door.
Yeah, that'd be a welcome visitor. That'd be fun. About a year ago, I met with Simon just to kind of clear the air and some of my antics, I suppose.
Was that quite a long night? Was that quite a long conversation?
It wasn't really. It was quite surreal. It was like Judge's Houses or something. I went
all
in the garden
again.
And a waiter brought us over like a finger buffet.
It was Sunita with a finger buffet.
Sunita brought around some cocktail sausages. But no, Simon was just really nice, really kind, down to earth. And, you know, said, we all make mistakes. We're all human. He said, you know, you're a little bit odd, and that's what makes a good artist. And you know, go away and make some good music. And I heard whispers from Sony Germany that they were interested in working alongside us to distribute the album in the UK and stuff like that. And I just kind of thought, wow, that's just fairy tale talk kind of thing. So it's pipe dreams stuff. And then when the single did what it did, thanks to the fans, and we didn't even have much airplay or anything at that point. So they came in. It was like, wow, what an amazing story. We'd love to be part of it. And I'm a sucker for the story. And I, you know, it, when the history books are written, you know, they'll say this person was dropped and that person was dropped, but this guy got dropped and re-signed, which I think is a huge compliment, and I was only too happy to do the full circle.
Were there any points that point of your career since X Factor where you think, I wish I'd never gone for that audition? I wish I'd never got involved in this process.
There probably was points within the last couple of years when I was super down and not looking after myself and like, you know, getting a bit of abuse on Twitter or whatever, that I probably thought, God, why did I do that? Should have just stayed in my little bed sitting, like, no pressure, no expectations. But no, I'm super grateful for the whole thing. I mean, I've had the opportunity to travel around the world and experience different cultures and do some amazing shows and meet some inspirational people off the back of that show. So I'm so grateful for it, and I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change anything.
It's funny you say that, because I remember a couple of years ago you did our gig, you did Free Radio Live, and I know you'd had a bad week in the press. I think you might have had to miss a couple of gigs. And I remember seeing you backstage about 5 minutes before you went on. I thought, the fear in your face. Yet you went on stage, totally owned it. The crowd were like eating out the palm of your hand.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you regret like reading things about yourself? Have you learned from that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, when I was first kind of coming up, if you like, I don't know what the word is, but I had a single out, Impossible was doing well and stuff, and people were talking about me. Twitter was like at its peak, and I think like the trolls were probably at their peak as well. Like, so you'd get quite a bit of chew off people, and I would look at that and go, oh, you know, I came from a place where when people gave you a bit of chew, you gave a bit back. You know what I mean? Like, I spent a bit of time in foster care. I come from a pretty rough town. Like, you have to know how to look after yourself. And, like, it's just a natural thing for me to snap back at people. And you can't do that. And when people are looking to you like a role model, you know, you got to be responsible. And my perspective was just so negative. Why did I care about some guy who spent his time coming on Twitter and giving me, you know, grief? Like, it was just, I was clearly like lost, very, very lost. And you know, when I look at it now, if I saw some now, which thankfully I don't see much of, people seem to be quite nice at the moment, if I do see it, I just kind of laugh it off, and it's a nice position to be in.
What have you learned that if you could go back and talk to yourself a few years ago, what would you say to yourself? What advice would you give to the James Arthur of a few years ago?
I'd say just slow down and just, you know, stay present. Stop thinking about the past, because that just brings on guilt and regret, and stop trying to control the future, because that makes you anxious. And just control what you can control and stay present. That's my thing now, is just like, what's the point of all of this?
If you can't
enjoy it, what's the point?
And you're enjoying it. You can tell you're enjoying it. I could tell when you're on the X Factor the other week. I thought, yeah, he's loving this. He's loving me and back, and he's loving his own music.
I was so scared, but yeah, I mean, terrified on the X Factor, because it was like 3 years of emotion just hit me just before that performance. I stopped breathing, and I messed a couple of lyrics up. It went so fast, and I wasn't that pleased with my vocal performance. But it was a moment for me, and to get through it and not keel over was rewarding, and people seem to like it. That's what's important. But yeah, I'm enjoying it all. I'm really enjoying it. I'm loving it. I'm really proud of this album as well, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing how people receive the album.
And you've got a couple of tour dates. I know you're near to us. Well, there's no point mentioning, because they sold out in like 10 minutes anyway. But you are in Birmingham. It's December, isn't it? Towards the end of December, just before Christmas.
Yeah, can't wait. That's going to be a nice vibe, you know, being just before Christmas, doing a few intimate kind of shows. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It was nice to see people bought the tickets pretty quick.
And, very quick.
Yeah, I just want to like make it clear to people though as well. Like, we wanted to do more stuff, but it was so last minute. We wanted to get more venues, put more dates on, and. But next year we'll be back in Birmingham and everywhere doing stuff. So yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see you back. And the new album is out today, Back from the Edge. James Arthur.
Thanks for having me. Cheers, buddy.